I should be at the main gates.
No, I want you here.
The gates are the most vulnerable spot.
Are you questioning my orders, Inspector?
No, my lord.
Good.
What's happened?
Nothing's happened, sir. The crates arrived safely and they'll be here any minute. No problems.
Thank you, Peabody. My regards to Sergeant Wilton, and he can take his men to stand by as arranged.
No, I want them still on alert. Tell them, Sergeant.
Lord Cantlemere. Do it, Peabody.
Inspector Yule.
Keep them, therefore. Steady. That's it.
Six crates, Lord.
No damage, nothing to report.
The seals are intact.
Yes, sir.
Good. Open crate number three.
My lord. One item as listed.
Now, take your men and wait over there. I'll call you when I want you.
Sir?
Come on, lads.
Magnificent.
It certainly is. Which piece is this, sir?
The Versailles Scepter.
Ah, and that's it, is it? What all the fuss has been about.
It is. The Mazarin Diamond.
Peabody, get in here!
Quiet! Everybody shut up! Good. Very good.
The Mazarin Stone by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Anthony Bate as Lord Cantlemere, Nigel Anthony as Count Silvius, and Joan Matheson as Mrs. Hudson. The Mazarin Stone.
My dear Holmes, I'm writing this in the gardens at Versailles. The weather is perfect, the scenery is lovely, and London seems a million miles away. Or at least it would, if the talk here wasn't all about the big exhibition at the British Museum next week. Jean was most uncomplimentary about my sense of timing. I told her your theory that every major jewel is a nucleus and focus of crime. She immediately deduced that you'll be going to see the collection and declared herself extremely jealous. My very best wishes to Mrs. Hudson, sincerely. No. No.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
And just how are you going to get out of here with it?
One of these opens a lot of doors.
Do you know how many men I've got outside?
Shut your rag! I'm warning you.
Go on, then. Shoot me.
What?
You'll be flat on your face with the cuffs on before my body hits the floor. Isn't that right, Sergeant Peabody?
Quite right, Inspector.
I don't want nobody behind me.
Oh, here! Give it up, you fool!
Get off me!
Inspector! Oh, my God.
And declared herself extremely jealous.
Mr. Holmes, really?
My very best wishes to Mrs. Hudson.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yes, au revoir et bonne chance de la belle France Watson. His marriage has affected his brain.
Nonsense.
Just one moment, Mrs. Hudson.
Mr. Holmes?
No point in wasting it. Who's there?
Of all the clumsy incompetent... Look at this. Please, my lord, give me a minute.
Oh, my leg!
Think yourself lucky.
Inspector!
Get him outside, Peabody.
Sir, come on, Sonny Jim.
Ow!
Get a search going. He might not be on his own. Now, my lord.
Look at this.
What?
Are you blind? The stone's come out of its setting.
Is it repairable?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
Then we'll get it to Hatton Garden or somewhere in the morning. I'll organise an escort.
No, that will not be necessary.
My lord?
Do you want to advertise the fact that something has gone wrong?
What shall we do, then? Bring someone here?
I shall take it myself. Alone. Yes? Yes, that would be best.
One man, my lord. Plain clothes.
I want a guard on the other crates. Nothing to be unpacked until I return. Is that clear?
You don't mean... You're taking it now? Tonight?
You have your orders, Inspector. Follow them. Oh, get out of my way.
Sorry, my lord. We're searching now, sir, and I've sent for a doctor. Inspector?
Oh, sorry, Fred. Yes, well done. Is he fit to talk?
Oh, yes.
Good. I want to know what the hell's going on here.
Have you heard one word I've said, sir?
When you opened your safe this morning, the scepter was still there, but the diamond had gone. Fascinating.
Hardly the word I should have chosen.
You did search the safe thoroughly.
I do not appreciate flippancy, Mr. Holmes.
Tell me about the jewel.
The Mazarin stone, presented to the Cardinal by Anne of Austria in 1658, and the second largest cut diamond in existence. As you must surely know for yourself, sir, the wretched newspapers have been full of little else since the exhibition was announced.
You don't approve of the publicity?
I do not. It has done nothing but awaken the greed of the criminal classes.
If the government wanted to avoid that, why bring the jewels to England in the first place?
There are ramifications to this exhibition which you are incapable of comprehending.
Political ramifications?
Of the most delicate nature.
In that case, Lord Cantlemere, why are you so opposed to the idea of engaging my services?
What do you mean?
I mean that you are here under protest, possibly only because of a direct order from the Prime Minister.
How did you know that?
I didn't. Thank you for confirming the theory.
Oh, exactly the sort of cheap trickery I expected. I did not wish to come here, sir, because I do not approve of self-appointed experts who set themselves up in opposition to the official police. However, my personal feelings have been deemed of no consequence. You will begin immediately.
There is one trifling formality.
Oh, the question of your fee, sir?
The question, sir, of whether or not I shall accept the case.
I hadn't realised there was any doubt in the matter.
There seem to be a good many things which have escaped your lordship's realisation. You may expect me at your house at 11:30. Good day.
Oh, how many times. I read about the jewels in the paper and decided to have a go.
All by yourself?
Of course. Always work on me, Todd, I do. Ask anyone.
What about the gun?
What about it?
You were holding it like you'd never seen one before.
Well, maybe I don't like them.
Then why use one?
Look, Inspector, I tried a job, it didn't come off, and now I'm going to get banged up for it. It's not the first time, and it won't be the last. And that's all there is to it, all right?
Well, sir, have you identified the thieves?
Not as yet, my lord.
Despite tying up my entire household for the better part of a day and making a spectacle of yourself crawling over my study floor. Are these juvenile antics your usual methods?
These juvenile antics have led to the arrest of some of the most dangerous criminals in the Empire.
I am not interested in the past, sir. What significant insights have they given you into this particular case?
None.
Indeed.
Whoever burgled your safe, my lord, was an expert. He left absolutely no trace of his activities. I have to investigate further.
I want no more disruption of my house.
I shall disrupt what and whom I choose until this case is solved.
I tell you, sir, there are no criminals on my staff.
And I tell you, sir, that criminals are sometimes to be found in the most unexpected places.
Mr. Holmes.
Good afternoon, Ikey.
You know him, sir?
Oh, we're old friends, Mr. Saunders and I, aren't we, Ikey? How's the leg?
It's all right. What are you doing here, Mr. Holmes?
Find my presence upsetting, dear?
Of course not.
Perhaps you're scared of what I'll find out.
There's nothing to find out. It was just another job, that's all.
Oh, Ikey, please. Trying to walk off with a priceless hoard of world-famous jewels not exactly a usual line of work now, is it?
Well, perhaps I don't want to be a Barney all my life. Perhaps I was trying to get on in the world.
Well, you failed.
I don't need to be told.
I'll give you a tip. Next time, try waiting until there are less policemen about.
We can't all have your savvy, Mr. Holmes.
True enough. Who put you up to it?
What do you mean?
Don't waste my time. Who paid you to pull this robbery?
Sorry, Mr. Holmes. I don't know what you're on about.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you.
I'm afraid it won't have improved since the last time you were here. Decent tea-making isn't one of the qualifications for new constables. So, you think that Saunders was working for someone else?
It's a possibility.
But why would anyone set up a job like that? He could never have got away with it.
Perhaps he wasn't meant to.
You mean he was supposed to fail?
Do you remember the Milan Rembrandt case, 78?
Never heard of it, I'm afraid.
There's not any tea-making missing from the training programme. The history of crime. It's a vital study.
What happened in this Milan case?
Yeah, there was an attempt to snatch a Rembrandt from a gallery. A farcical attempt.
Farcical? How?
The thief simply tried to lift the painting off the wall and walk out with it. He was arrested in seconds.
Well, I suppose there are similarities.
I haven't finished. Later that evening, while the guards were still busy congratulating themselves, the picture quietly disappeared. It's never been seen since.
Oh, that's clever. Lull them into a false sense of security, then strike for real.
Exactly.
But how does that fit in with this case? The diamond didn't disappear from the museum.
Ah, yes, but the damage to the scepter was an unforeseen complication. If it hadn't happened, I'll wager there would have been a break-in that night. As things turned out, it wasn't necessary.
Because the stone was very obligingly taken somewhere else.
Somewhere considerably easier to burgle.
So whoever put Sanders up to the first attempt also pulled the actual theft?
It's highly probable. If I can study the crimes of the past, then so can someone else.
Then let's talk to Sanders again. Get the name.
You won't. You'll be wasting your time.
I can be very persuasive, Mr. Holmes.
Use your brain, man. Sanders knew perfectly well he'd be caught. What's the only reason for him to have agreed to do it?
I suppose if someone had some hold over...
Money! Enough money waiting for him when he comes out to make the whole thing worth his while. He's not going to do anything to antagonize his employer, however persuasive you get.
So we're looking for someone not short of a bob or two. Look, Mr. Holmes, I'd be grateful if this didn't go any further, but... Well, it has struck me that Lord Cantlemere...
Yes, it struck me too. But it doesn't make any sense, does it? No, 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 no. What is it?
Just to clear your tray, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. Holmes, that was a very fine piece of lamb. You haven't so much as touched it.
Digestion saps the energy.
Yeah, the energy. Yes, you've told me before. I didn't believe it then, and I don't believe it now.
My dear Mrs. Hudson, I do not require forced feeding at regular intervals. I'm not some zoological specimen.
No, one of those would be far less bother. Things not going your way, then, sir?
Oh, my brain seems to have emulated Watson and taken itself off somewhere else.
Now, that's quite enough of that. Perhaps it would help to talk about it.
I doubt it.
Well, then, you talk and I'll listen. It'll help you get things straight in your mind.
Well, there's precious little to talk about.
Now, I'm sure that's not true. No clues at all. No suspects.
Mrs. Hudson, how long have you had these inclinations towards detective work?
About as long as I've been reading the doctor's stories.
Those wretched stories have a lot to answer for.
They're very good stories, as well you know. Now, come along, I want to help. What's that poor piece of paper you've nearly scribbled to death?
It's a list. Everyone who was present when the attempt was made on the jewels.
And why are they important?
Oh, well, because in order to steal something, you have to know where it is or where it's been taken. The only people who could have known that the Mazarin stone was in Lord Cantlemere's possession are the people on this list.
So one of them must be the thief?
Yes, or working for him or with him, either voluntarily or otherwise. Sit down, Mrs. Hudson. This is giving me a pain in my neck.
Thank you, sir. Have you talked to them yet?
Mrs. Hudson, your method of listening seems to involve asking an inordinate number of questions.
Yes, sir, it does, doesn't it? Would you prefer me to leave?
Yes, I've talked to all of them and learned absolutely nothing.
Then there's no point in just making lists of their names and creating more litter for me to clean up, is there? What did you find out from the scene of the crime?
That our jewel thief is an uncommon burglar. The break-in at Cantlemere's house was the cleanest I've ever seen.
You can tell a good deal about a man from how tidy he is. Or how untidy.
Not a footmark, not a broken blade of grass, not a speck of mud or a smear of dust, nothing.
Well, when you catch him, I'd like to meet him. I've been taking gentlemen lodgers for more years than I care to remember, and the only time my room has been that clean was when there was nobody in them.
Exactly the point I keep coming back to myself. Perhaps I do have one suspect, but why? What's the motive? It's not logical.
Is it impossible?
No.
Well, then, you shouldn't rule it out, should you? Eliminate the impossible.
And whatever remains, however improbable...
Must be the truth.
Mrs. Hudson, have you memorised every one of my pronouncements to Watson?
Oh, no, sir. Only the sensible ones. It's a good principle.
Yes, it is.
Then perhaps you should follow it.
Yes, perhaps I should. Thank you, Mrs. Hudson.
You're more than welcome, sir. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to dispose of this. I dare say the cat will enjoy it.
Perhaps it would be worth talking to Sanders again. This
ought to be a link between him and our man. Or perhaps I can get him to Peach.
I'm sure that would be just the thing, sir, whatever it means.
Peach, squeal, split, talk, give someone away.
Oh, I see. I don't approve of slang, sir. Neither did my poor old mother, rest her soul. She beat me once for calling my great-uncle Patrick a paddywhacker. Told me I'd been spending far too much time with the servants.
My dear Mrs. Hudson!
Mr. Holmes?
What is the matter with me? How could I have missed such an obvious clue? I'm going out.
Take your umbrella, sir. It's going to rain.
Let it. Mrs. Hudson, I'm greatly in your debt.
Mr. Holmes, you amaze me.
Is this it? With all the excitement, I thought you'd unearthed something new.
I have. Hold this, would you?
You have? It's to do with our suspect.
Ah, yes, the very thing.
There's no need for this, you know. I've got more than enough grounds to break the door down.
And have Ike's neighbours take us for common criminals. Besides, there's no need. Follow me.
Look at the state of this place.
Inspector, stand by the door and try not to touch anything. There's a good chap.
Sorry.
Now,
what exactly are you hoping to find?
An absence of evidence.
Pardon?
What do you do for entertainment, you all?
Mr. Holmes?
Come on, it's a simple enough question. When you're not out keeping the streets safe for decent folk, what do you like to do? Read? Go to the theatre? Take long country hikes? What?
Mrs. Yawl and I are partial to a spot of bicycling. Not that I see the relevance of it.
Then I'll enlighten you. If this were your house...
God forbid.
If this were your house, I wouldn't have needed to ask the question. I can read a man's hobbies as easily as a daily paper. Friend Sanders enjoys a drink down at the local hostelry, the odd flutter on the horses, and the frequent attentions of a female taller than 5 feet, but shorter than 5 feet 6, painfully thin, unnaturally blonde, and extremely partial to whelks.
Mr. Holmes...
All of which is of no importance whatsoever.
Well, then why the devil mention it?
It's what he doesn't enjoy that matters. Do you know, you all, there's a chance that this case may end up in one of Watson's storybooks after all.
Well, I must say it's pleasant to be back here again, Mrs. Hudson.
It's a pleasure to see you here, Doctor. I'm so glad you enjoyed the holiday.
Oh, yes. Jean and I had a splendid time.
Good.
Mind you, it's quite a wrench getting back to work. My patients seem to have been waiting for me to show up so they can all be ill simultaneously.
Well, I'm pleased you took the time to call round. Oh, I do wish he wouldn't do that.
Do you know, if you asked me for one image that summed up my life here, a half-smoked cigar in the sugar bowl would be a pretty good one.
Yes, well, such things may be fine enough in the Strand magazine, Doctor, but I have to keep this place clean and tidy.
How long have you been worried about him, Mrs. Hudson?
Oh, almost a week now. To tell you the truth, I'm frightened for his health.
Mm-hmm.
His eyes...
Is he eating?
When will you be pleased to dine, Mr. Holmes, I said to him. 7:30, day after tomorrow, he says. I wouldn't mind if he meant it, but he doesn't.
I'll have a word with him. When will he be back?
Oh, doctor!
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, stupid question. I'll wait as long as I can.
Mrs. Watson won't be concerned.
Mrs. Watson has had my undivided attention for the past 2 weeks. I think I'm entitled to at least one day on my own.
Good, good! Keep that left up, boy! No, don't dance around like some fairy! Get in close! Close! Oh, bad luck. All right, that's enough.
How am I doing?
You've got to watch that left.
Yeah, where'd the boss go?
You let me worry about that.
Did he see her?
Yeah, I reckon I got her out before he had a chance.
Nobody's supposed to be here. Not while he's watching me training.
You think I don't know that? She was just a poor old halfwit, wandered in out of the rain.
Yeah, and yesterday was the man fixing the drains. Boss didn't like that, did he?
No, he didn't like that.
Don't make him mad, Larry. His lordship don't like to get mad.
Vanderbilt and the Yeggman. Vipers. Vigor, the Hammersmith Wonder. Venomous Lizard or Healer. Victor Lynch, the Forger.
Talk about a system all his own.
Hello, old man. Oh, I beg your pardon.
If you'll wait in here, my lord.
Oh, who are you, sir?
Lord Cantonia, Dr. John Watson.
How do you do, my lord?
What time do you expect Holmes?
I've really no idea.
If he's not here in 10 minutes, I shall be leaving.
Yes, sir. Excuse me, gentlemen.
Did Mr. Holmes arrange to meet you here, my lord?
I really don't see that it's any business of yours, Dr...
Watson.
Watson.
I have acted as Mr. Holmes' partner for many years. If you have a message for him, I'd be perfectly happy to convey it.
I was opposed to calling in Holmes from the beginning. I'm certainly not about to discuss my private affairs with a mere assistant.
Just as you'd like.
Oh, that was uncalled for. I ask your pardon, sir.
You have it, my lord, but the apology is not necessary. It's perfectly natural for you to be on edge. Only people with problems come to these rooms. Mr. Holmes probably won't be long. Why don't you take a seat? Good afternoon, madam.
Who the devil are you, woman? Am I to have no privacy at all?
I've got a spot of bother. Are you Sherlock Holmes?
No, madam. I'm his friend, Dr. Watson.
Oh, what about you?
Certainly not.
No, I didn't think so. I've heard Sherlock Holmes is a handsome man.
Oh, this is intolerable. When Holmes returns, tell him I called.
I shall, my lord.
And you may also tell him that when I engaged his services, I expected to be purchasing his undivided attention.
Holmes, for the love of heaven!
And a very good day to you too, Doctor.
That was Lord Cantwell.
I'm well aware of who he is, Watson.
He's obviously worried to death about something, and you... It has to be the French jewellery. What's happened?
No questions for a minute. They're a good chap. Oh, that's better. These wigs can get infernally hot.
Oh, Holmes, for pity's sake. Has it been stolen?
Not all of it.
What?
His Majesty's government has been careless enough to misplace the Mazarin stone.
Oh, good God. You do know what that could do to relations with France.
Fortunately, I found the thief.
Never mind the thief. Have you found the diamond?
Can you come back tomorrow?
That's it, come on! That's it! Come on, get
put it in there, God!
Come on!
Yeah, right. Well, there's Holy Harry, what goes round and up like a priest, and, oh, my memory. Oh, yes, that brings it right back to me. Old Mr. Sweet, the peg-legged tinker. Yeah. Billy Escort, the plumber, got a tank of milk ears off, he has, and, Oh, come on, Squire. No sense in only having half a story now, is there? Only you was a wise man. And there's poor old Mary, what can hardly walk, and tonight it's my shift. Keeping an eye on you, we are, for, well, let's just say, for someone. Of course, I'm taking a risk telling you all this, but, well, if you want the name as well... Oh, that's very generous. Very generous indeed.
He's asleep just at the present, Doctor, but he asked me to wake him as soon as you arrived.
I'm earlier than I said. You could give him a few more minutes. Good Lord, Mrs. Hudson. I haven't seen that in a few years. No,
not since the day he came back from the dead.
The old waxwork bus. Really does look amazingly like him. And he's put his dressing gown round the shoulders again. Mrs. Hudson, what's going on?
Keep away from the window, both of you.
Hmm? That's better. Watson, you come at a critical moment.
So I gather.
You'd better go now, Mrs. Hudson.
I'm going right enough. See if you can talk some sense into him, Doctor.
That woman is a problem.
Well, that's a fine way to talk, considering what she had to put up with from you.
That's not what I mean. How far am I justified in putting her in danger? I'm expecting something this evening.
Expecting what?
To be murdered.
You're joking.
My dear Watson, even my limited sense of humour could evolve a better joke than that.
He's in there right enough, boss. And he's had one caller, still inside. Jim, 40s. big man. No problem.
We may as well be comfortable while we wait.
Look at you. Why the devil do you stop eating like this?
Because the faculties become refined when you starve them. Blood supply for digestion means less for the brain. I'm a brain, Watson. The rest of me is a mere appendix.
That is complete and utter rubbish. Keep this up and the only thing you'll be is dead.
Have you seen the new lights?
Did you hear what I said? What new lights? What are you talking about?
Progress, Doctor. Every modern comfort and convenience.
Edison lights. You've had electricity laid on.
Mrs. Hudson had some trifling objection to the gas, said it was old-fashioned and it smelled.
She's quite right.
That was why I liked it. Yes, but electricity or gas, it serves the same purpose. It'll throw a shadow of the bust onto the blind. My wax friend will take the shot meant for me.
It worked before. I suppose it'll work again.
In case it doesn't. Holmes! In case it doesn't, perhaps you'd be kind enough to make a note of the name and address of my murderer.
There are times when conversation with you becomes positively unreal. Do you know that?
Write it down, Watson.
Very well. Go on.
Oh, damn.
Come in, Mrs. Hudson.
I'm sorry to intrude.
Yes, what is it?
A visitor, sir.
Now?
His card.
Wait 1 minute and then show him up.
Very good, sir.
If I'm not in the room, show him in all the same. Then leave him alone and wait on the landing, if you'd be so kind. I'll need you again very shortly.
Yes, sir.
Holmes, who's downstairs?
The man himself.
You mean the man who wants to kill you?
The very same. You must go.
I shall do nothing of the sort.
Watson, you'd be horribly in the way.
In his way? Oh, I should certainly hope
no,
so.
No, in my way.
I can't possibly leave.
Yes, you can, and you will. You've never yet failed to play the game, and you'll play it to the end.
I've no intention of allowing this to be the end.
Then do as I ask. Take a cab to Scotland Yard and come back with Inspector Yall and a couple of men.
All right. I can hardly go down while he's standing in the hall.
We'll wait in my bedroom. As soon as he's in, you can leave through the other door.
Very well. Holmes, are you armed? Good.
Listen.
This way, please, sir.
Come on.
Right.
In here, please. Mr. Holmes will be with you shortly.
Good evening.
You are Sherlock Holmes.
And you are Signor Negretto Silvius, known as the Count.
I am a Count. The title is mine by right.
Of course it is. Have you made the acquaintance of my wax friend?
I could hardly fail to notice it.
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?
It's a matter of opinion.
Such a good likeness. I'm not convinced that the colouring's exactly right. What do you think?
I haven't come here to discuss wax works.
No, I scarcely thought you had. Perhaps it'll be less distracting behind this. Yes, that's better. It's amazing what can be hidden behind a perfectly respectable screen. Don't you find? How's the boxing business?
Why have you put your creatures on my track?
My creatures?
The foul-mouthed plumber, the old tinker, the phony priest, that disgusting old hag.
You flatter me.
What?
Old Baron Dowson said, the night before he was hanged, that what the law had gained, the stage had lost.
They were all you? You yourself?
Every single one, friend. Every single one.
Yes,
no doubt, but a business. I want that diamond.
What diamond?
Now, please don't waste my time. We both know what I'm talking about. You're here to find out how much I know and how far my removal is essential. Let me help. I'd say that from your point of view, it was absolutely essential. Excuse me.
I'm not ready to leave yet, Holmes.
Mr. Holmes, Count.
If you wish.
Oh, most definitely. They heard a lot, my creatures. They listened and they learned, and I'm playing with a strong hand, Count, a very strong hand. Only one card is missing. I don't have the Ace of Diamonds, and I want that card. Ah, Mrs. Hudson.
You'll find a large and ugly gentleman waiting outside our front door. Ask him to come up, please.
And if he won't, sir?
No violence, Mrs. Hudson. Don't be rough with him. Tell him that the Count wants him. He'll come.
Very good, sir.
You won't die in your bed, Mr. Holmes.
I've often had the same idea. Does it matter very much?
Well, let's find out.
Now, there's no point in that, my friend. You know perfectly well that you daren't use it. Nasty, noisy things, revolvers. Do you know it's getting quite dark? Time to turn on the lights. If you'll excuse my back for a moment. Ha! Electric lights! Electric bells! The miracles of modern science.
You have nerve. I admire that.
And I admire a man who can burgle a safe and not leave a single trace. And so, incidentally, does my landlady.
How did you find me?
In future, don't let your hired hands pick up specialized slang from your boxing cronies. Ikey Sanders don't want to be a Barney all his life. Now, where else could he have learned that?
That led you to me? One bloody phrase?
No, Count, that's not the kind of language I expect from the aristocracy. Yes, that was the first link in the chain, and once I had it, all the others fell neatly into line. Ah, the fairy footsteps of your worthy partner.
Mr. Sam Merton.
Good evening, Sam. Rather dull in the street, wasn't it? Thank you, Mrs. Hudson. Oh, please, don't let the cow's little toy disturb you. Everything's under control.
If you say so, sir.
What is this? What's up, boss?
Ask him.
Good advice. To put it in a nutshell, Sam, I'd say it was all up.
Is he trying to be funny or what? I'm not in the mood.
I think I can promise you that you'll feel even less humorous as the evening progresses.
Enough jokes. Get to the point.
Yeah.
Very well. I'm prepared to offer you a deal.
What sort of deal? What do you mean?
First, put down the gun. Well, if you're not interested. Yeah, that's much better. Now, Count, I don't want you or Sam. I want the diamond.
What diamond?
Shut up.
Give me the Mazarin stone and you can go free so long as you behave yourselves in the future.
Are you being serious?
Completely.
How do I know I can trust you?
You have my word as a gentleman. Now, perhaps you'd like to talk it over. I'm going into my bedroom to run through the Hoffman barcarolle. When I come back, I want your final answer.
How much does he know?
Quiet, you fool.
Wait. Right. Now you can talk.
He's alone in there. Let me do him in.
We'd never get away. Besides, the woman's seen us.
Well, she'd be no problem. Just say the word.
And will you kill everyone who sees us leave the house too? Stop trying to be clever. It doesn't suit you.
Oh, I don't like this room.
What?
Too many places for a copper to hide. What's behind here?
Oh, God. For God's sake, it's just a dummy.
I could see that. Took me by surprise, that's all. Yeah. God, it's a living spit of him. What's he want something like that for? It's not natural. You ask me, he's not all there. What do you reckon?
Oh, will you let me think?
Yeah, who's playing about?
Holmes! What's going on?
What's the matter with the lights?
Holmes!
Oh, stupid thing.
Keep still, you blundering off.
Oh, that's better. Well, this is a bloody strange house.
The fearless fighter. Scared of the dark.
I am not. I wish I'd never heard of that damn diamond. It is safe, isn't it? He can't have got it without your knowing.
Of course not.
Are you sure?
For God's sake. I've got it on me now.
Then well, show me.
What?
Show me. I want to see it.
Don't be stupid.
It's stupid, is it? Who was it found Ikey Sarnas for you? Who was it kept watch at the house? I could have been nabbed easy while you was getting it.
Sammy, cut it off! Let go of me! Let go of me!
Show me the stone!
All right, all right! It's better. Now, here you are.
Good. I just wanted to see it.
What a coincidence, so did I. I suggest that not moving would be highly beneficial to your health.
I believe I'll take that. Thank you, Count.
But what happened to the dummy? How did you get there?
He did it while the lights were out, of course.
Are you laughing at me?
No, my dear Sam, I'm not.
Good.
Well, you seem to be in remarkable spirits for a man whose next address is going to be care of Scotland Yard.
It's almost worth it. You know, Holmes... Sorry, Mr. Holmes. I've been associating with people like Sam here for too long. I've forgotten what a pleasure it is to enjoy the company of an intelligent man. A most ingenious plan. Worthy almost of myself. I congratulate you.
You're too kind.
And the music, a brilliant touch.
I thought so.
Look, all right, you've got me. It's a fair cut.
Thank you, Sam. Very gracious of you, if a touch unoriginal.
Yeah, but that damn fiddle's getting on my nerves. Can't you tell him to stop whoever he is?
No, I'm afraid I can't.
Hey, well, why not?
Because, Sam, there's no one there.
Exactly. Huh? A remarkable invention, these modern gramophones.
Get your hands off me. The blood of the aristocracy flows in my veins.
Well, I beg your lordship's pardon, I'm sure. I do hope these aren't too tight for your delicate skin. Perhaps you'd like the doctor here to check.
He'll live.
Mr. Holmes.
Your Excellency.
Tell me something. Would you have kept to the deal? Would you really have let me go free if I'd given you the stone?
Mr. Holmes?
Well?
What do you think? Exactly.
Have you finished, Mr. Holmes?
For now.
Right. Put him with the other one, Mags.
Do you know, Holmes, if our positions had been reversed, you could have trusted me too. Every bit as much. You have my word as a gentleman. Lead on, Mags.
Fascinating man.
Well, I must see about things at the yard. Thank you for bringing me in at the kill, Mr. Holmes.
My pleasure, you all.
It could have been a kill, quite literally. You took one hell of a risk.
It had to be done.
Sir?
Inspector.
About my theory, I'd be grateful if you could... Well, forget about it.
My dear Yule, it's well known that I never listen to the theories of anyone from Scotland Yard. I've no idea what you're talking about.
This is the most amazing contraption. Can you get any Gilbert and Sullivan, do you suppose?
Sorry.
Carry on.
Thank you. As I was saying, or trying to, the whole thing is thanks entirely to Mrs. Hudson.
Ah, it's good to hear you appreciating her for a change. I hope it lasts.
Fascinating, isn't it, that a chance remark could knock everything into place? I should have seen it straight away. I've had dealings with Ikey Saunders for years, and never once have I known him take an interest in the noble art of fisticuffs. A quick look at his room confirmed it.
And so you decided that he'd been hanging around a boxing gym for some other reason. All on the basis of a bit of slang. Ooh, it strikes me as quite a long shot.
It was a perfectly logical deduction, and it was a key that unlocked my list of witnesses. One of the museum guards had run up crippling debts gambling on prize fights, debts which had miraculously disappeared.
Bribe money.
Exactly. Mm. And from there to the count, it was just a matter of persuasive questioning and a lot of legwork.
Well, I'm glad it worked out. But you must admit, it was a long shot.
Watson, if you don't like it, you can leave it out of the story. Do what you usually do and make up something more lurid.
I wish this ridiculous fasting was only fiction. I tell you, one of these days you're going to push yourself to...
Ah, how splendidly appropriate, saved by the bell.
You were expecting someone?
I certainly am. The irascible Lord Cantlemere.
I dare say you'd be irascible too if your whole career was at stake. And your play-acting didn't exactly help. When did you send for him?
I arranged the appointment yesterday.
Yesterday? Don't you think that was just a little overconfident?
No. Besides, I had to solve his case for him to make up for all the time I had him as chief suspect. Excuse me.
You thought he was behind it?
Yes, until the boxing connection totally ruled him out. There are certain similarities between professional pugilists and politicians. His noble lordship has no links at all with that particular world.
Oh, I should think not. Holmes, what the devil are you doing?
Just clearing the stage for the final scene. Come in.
Lord Cantlemere, gentlemen.
Good evening, Lord Cantlemere. How do you do?
Mr. Holmes. Doctor.
My lord.
Come in, my lord. It's chilly for the time of year, don't you think? But rather warm indoors. May I take your coat?
No, thank you.
Oh, I insist. Sudden changes of temperature can be very damaging. Let me help you.
Enough, sir. I'm quite comfortable.
Oh, as your lordship pleases.
Now, how is your task progressing?
It's very difficult.
Holmes.
Every man finds his limitations, Mr. Holmes. It cures us of the weakness of self-satisfaction.
You see, I can undoubtedly frame a case against the actual thief.
Once you have caught them.
But how should we proceed against the receiver?
Isn't this rather premature?
Well, it's as well to have our plans ready, don't you agree, Doctor?
I certainly think we should be quite sure of what we're doing, yes.
Well, there you are. So, my lord, what would you regard as final evidence against the receiver?
The actual possession of the stone, of course.
In that case, my dear sir, I'm under the painful necessity of ordering your arrest.
Mr. Holmes, in 30 years of official life, I cannot recall such an insult. I'm a busy man, sir. I have the honour to wish you good evening.
One moment, my lord.
Get out of my path.
No, sir.
This is intolerable. Let me pass.
Put your right hand into the pocket of your overcoat.
What do you mean, sir?
Come on, do as I ask.
What possible purpose will be served at... What? What?
You know, that sense of humour is going to get you into real trouble one of these days. Suppose he died from the shock.
Well, at least you'd have been on hand to make out the certificate. Cause of death, finding a £100,000 diamond in his pocket.
That is not very funny.
Come on, he gave as good as he got.
Yes, and more power to him. Mr. Holmes, your sense of humour is perverted, and its exhibition untimely in the extreme.
Well, almost as good as he got. No, but you didn't finish. I'm greatly your debtor, and I withdraw any reflection I have made against your amazing powers. I hope you've made a note of that for the story. Good, good. Now, do you have to rush off back to hearth and home?
I told Jean to expect me when she saw me.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're still master under your own roof.
You have a most peculiar idea of what marriage is all about. Why do you ask, anyway?
Because I find myself in urgent need of your assistance.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Well, then, I suppose I'm yours to command. As usual.
Excellent. Here are your orders. Ring the bell, summon the invaluable Mrs. Hudson, and ask her to send up dinner for two as soon as possible.
In The Mazarin Stone, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Merrison and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. With Anthony Bate as Lord Cantlemere, Nigel Anthony as Count Silvius, and Joan Matheson as Mrs. Hudson. Inspector Yall was played by David Jarvis, Sergeant Peabody by Malcolm Ward, Sam by Lyndon Gregory, and Sanders by Peter Whitman. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinists were Leonard Friedman and Mari Campbell. The Mazarin Stone was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Patrick Rayner.